This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there are great controversies at every side. There's also this announcement just hours ago. Ticketmaster announced it was halting public ticket sales for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. They're halting the public ticket sales tomorrow due to extraordinarily high demands on ticketing systems. Well, I guess they have 3 billion approaches for tickets and insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet demand. A mad rush this week for tickets to Swift's tour crashed parts of the Ticketmaster's website and left fans waiting for hours to buy tickets. And this is leading, of course, to activists in Congress, including Senator Amy Klobuchar, one of the most influential Democrats in the U.S. Senate, who want to crack down on Ticketmaster because it's a monopoly. And we have anti-monopoly laws. Meanwhile, the tickets on StubHub, we do know that some of the tickets here in Seattle area for her two concerts have gone up to about $9,000 a ticket, plus evidence on StubHub there are tickets going close to the stage in her New York concerts, and I think there are 3 of them, up to $76,000 a ticket, which is extraordinary. There's also a $25 million lawsuit going on in another branch of the entertainment industry. And the entertainment industry includes athletics, obviously. It's one of the great, most popular entertainments we have in this country. And it's not just professional athletics, but also athletics on the college arena. And I think people were shocked when they found out that here in the state of Washington, the highest paid state employee was not the governor or the chief justice of the Supreme Court or any of the heads of the statewide departments. It was the football coach at Washington State University. And frankly, the Cougars weren't even that great. But now more than a year after Nick Rolovich was fired as Washington State's football coach for failing to comply with a mandate that state employees be vaccinated for COVID-19, the former coach is firing back at the school and the state of Washington. Rolovich filed a 32-page lawsuit this week in Whitman County Superior Court against Washington State University. Governor Jay Inslee and the athletic director at Washington State University, the guy who was responsible for hiring Rolovich in the first place, his name is Pat Chun. Rolovich, who had an annual salary of $3.2 million, was fired with cause October 18th, 2021. So just about a year ago, year and a month ago. Meaning he did not receive the $3.6 million buyout he would have been owed had he been fired without cause. The lawsuit says the defendants violated Rolovich's constitutional, statutory, and contractual rights, causing him significant and ongoing damages. The lawsuit contains many noteworthy claims, the Seattle Times reports. Among them were that Chun, the athletic director, Pat Chun, that Chun interfered in the blind review process to assess Rolovich's claim of a religious exemption to the mandate. It also claims that Rolovich followed all of WSU's COVID protocols and that Chun didn't. And that WSU willfully and improperly withheld wages from Mr. Rolovich. This was such a public issue, and it came to this, and I remember being stunned by it at the time. I mean, obviously, you are showing a very high level of religious commitment or something to say that I'm going to give up my $3 million a year salary and a job that I love, coaching a pretty darn good football team for the Washington State University Cougars. I'm going to give that up rather than take a perfectly harmless and, in fact, probably beneficial injection in my arm, which you barely feel and is not going to kill you and hasn't killed people and has actually saved a lot of lives. Phil Weiler, WSU Vice President for Marketing and Communications, said in an email to the Seattle Times, Rolovich's lawsuit is wholly without merit, and that university enforced the vaccine mandate in a fair and lawful manner in deciding that the coach didn't qualify for medical or religious exemptions. And the problem here is he was never clear what religion was it that prevented him from taking the vaccine. Because, again, even Christian Science, which is famous for not authorizing medical treatments and medical procedures, did not issue any position or take any position that the vaccines were prevented. And I believe there's evidence that Coach Rolovich had taken other vaccines, and his children had, before the COVID-19. In other words, if you have a religious objection to taking the COVID vaccine, then what about taking polio vaccines? Or rubella vaccines or measles or any of the others that actually are required for school children in Washington State. And this, again, is required for somebody who is a very prominent state employee, the highest paid state employee. The lawsuit claims that 4 days after Rolovich was fired, Mr. Chun was caught violating masking regulations at a donor event. And that days later, Mr. Chun was caught violating masking regulations while in the locker room with WSU football players. Can it make sense why you would be a little bit more insistent on following a vaccine mandate than a mask mandate? And because, again, masking, it was strongly promoted at the time, but there was no refusal on a public part by the part of Pat Chun to deny the desirability of the mandate and to publicly defy it. Rolovich also made the assertion that Governor Jay Inslee was trying to force his hand when Rolovich appealed his firing in November. That's last November. The governor's office responded then that he's just wrong. The lawsuit also says nothing in Mr. Rolovich's employee agreement with WSU contemplating a scenario where WSU could claim just cause to terminate him because he refused to violate his religious faith, conscience, or bodily integrity. Although the lawsuit asked for no specific amount, Rolovich filed a tort claim against the university in August, seeking $25 million for wrongful termination. A tort claim is a prerequisite to filing a lawsuit against the state agency. The controversy regarding Rolovich's vaccine decision remained a hot topic until he was fired 7 games into the 2021 season, with Washington State University having a 4-3 record. Okay. This entire matter, I don't think is going to go very far in court. And Nick Rolovich was a distinguished football player before he became a coach. He was a successful coach at University of Hawaii, but a far more spectacular football player and a great one, Herschel Walker, is now asking his supporters to keep the faith. And what exactly does he mean? some remarkable statements from the next senator from the state of Georgia, Republican nominee Herschel Walker. Coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Medved. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Medved, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code Medved or 1-800-320-6280.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Georgia is the center of the political world again. And it was for a while right after the election of 2020 because it was so close in that state. I believe the final margin by which Joe Biden carried the state of Georgia was 12,000 votes. That was what President Trump wanted the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, who's a Republican. He was just reelected and reelected handily. President Trump wanted Brad Raffensperger to find him those extra 12,000 votes, which is now the subject of criminal prosecution. But this is one of the many legal challenges that President Trump faces in his new campaign for the presidency just announced this week. Of course, he is a big supporter of Herschel Walker. He was the one who contacted the football immortal, and he won the Heisman Trophy. He led the University of Georgia to an undefeated national championship. His pro career, that's how he knows Trump, because Trump was at one point involved with a sort of a rebel football league, and Walker was the big star who played for one of those teams. In any event, he is now very aggressively going after his rival, the incumbent senator, Raphael Warnock, who's a pastor, also black. He is a pastor at the Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, which is the same church, the same pulpit that Martin Luther King occupied. Here is Herschel Walker on the campaign trail, taking a new aggressive, not defensive, but aggressive stance against Raphael Warnock, his competitor. Listen.
Oh, do you ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping it's going to get better? Don't get better, but you keep watching it anyway? Because the other night, I was watching this movie. I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or some type of night. But it was about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires are cool people, are they not? But I'm going to tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf. But then, anyway, as I'm watching this movie, and let me tell you how stupid it is, because it's 1 in the morning. So I'm watching my TV, these kids watching their TV, vampire kill on their TV. So you know it's kind of stupid, but I'm still watching, though. As I'm watching this show, what was funny, these kids had a vampire in their attic at their house. So they were watching their TV. Now I'm watching my TV, and they're watching their TV, or they see the vampire killer on their TV. So they win this contest to bring this actor. Now, y'all got to stay with me. Bring this actor who's a vampire killer from that TV to get rid of this real-life vampire in their attic. So as this actor comes to their home, he got all the right stuff.
Okay, but this goes on, and there is a punchline, and a punchline connecting it directly to the race in Georgia. The would-be U.S. Senator continues.
He got all the right stuff because, you know, I got to have a state and got to have a thing to kill him in the heart. And he got a necklace of garlic because that worked. I don't know what it does, but it worked. You got to have a cross because it burned. I know that worked. And then all of a sudden, this is what was so funny about it. As they're walking through the house, this guy's got the holy water. He's blessing the house, this actor. Now he's all fake. He's blessing the house with his holy water. They walked upstairs in this vampire looking real good in this black suit. Whoa, that sounds like Senator Warnock, doesn't it? Looking all good in this black suit. Floated from the ceiling. He floated from the ceiling looking good and cool. And I'm thinking, whoa, they better get out of that house. If somebody float from your ceiling, get out of that house. That's not your house. But as he floated from the ceiling, the kids jumped behind their hero. As they jumped behind their hero, the guy jumped in front of him with this holy water, threw it on the vampire's forehead. He covered his eye. And he took his hand away. He started laughing, and he said, that don't work. He took the cross and put it on the vampire's forehead, and the vampire didn't even do anything. He said, that don't work, and that's the way it is in our life. It doesn't even work unless you got faith. It is time for us to have faith. We got to have faith in our fellow brother. We got to have faith in this country. We got to have faith in this in the elected officials, and right now, that's the reason I'm here.
It's riveting to listen to. It's unfortunately, the campaign has taken a turn for the worse. It was already obviously a very low-level campaign with all of the scandal and the scandal-mongering against Herschel Walker. But apparently the other day, in addition to implying that Senator Warnock was a vampire and that it's not going to work to just throw holy water at him and put a cross against him, he attacked Senator Warnock for not being a good father and for not spending time with his children, which, of course, is probably not the right emphasis for Herschel Walker to have on his campaign, given the fact that he has been horribly criticized by his children, and the fact that there are three of them that he had not publicly acknowledged. And it's honestly, this is so important for the United States of America. And to have these two candidates going at each other about who's the worst father between them, it's one of those things that you just aren't used to hearing and shouldn't get used to hearing. And a shame on both of them and on all the sides. I mean, and shame, by the way, on some of the vetting process that you should go through as a political party, a major political party. There shouldn't have been such a surprise when the fact of abortions and the accusations of from two different women of being forced into an abortion by Herschel Walker. He denies it. But honestly, we have bigger issues in the country and across the country. For instance, we have this basic issue of why it is that the United States, the greatest nation on earth, which most Americans, most Democrats even, majority strongly believe, why is this great nation so lacking in our education? Why do we fall behind other nations like South Korea and Poland and Finland that get tremendous educational ratings? There's another question about the state of Washington. State of Washington, a very prosperous state. And by the way, it's a pretty well-educated state. But right now, our schools, when it comes to teaching social studies, according to a brand new study, the schools are among the worst in the country. Why? Washington ranked 30th in a new survey that took a look at 41,000 Americans and found that only 27% of those under age 45 could demonstrate a basic understanding of American history. Is this problematic? I think it is. So does the Washington Policy Center. So what do you do about it? There's actually a new initiative to the legislature that could make a real difference. We'll be talking about that with Liv Finna of the Center for Education at Washington Policy Center. Coming right up.
Your daily dose of debate.
You always butt into everybody. You never give anybody a chance to finish. You give them a chance to talk, but whenever you want. I don't know why you profess such hate against people if they don't agree with you.
Michael Medved.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More people are planning to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA is projecting over 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That's the third busiest of all time. 49 million who are traveling will be driving. The busiest days are expected to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after. Poland continues to investigate the missile that landed near its border with Ukraine earlier this week. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh is assuring U.S. support for Poland's probe, but is also saying the United States isn't increasing its troops in the country.
We have offered our support to Poland as they conduct this investigation, but in terms of force posture, troop movements, anything like that, nothing has changed in terms of our posture within Poland.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's no secret that I am very proud of my country. I'm very proud to be an American, and that my grandparents made an unbelievably blessed decision to make their future here in the United States. And I'm also proud of my state. I've lived in Washington. We've lived in Washington. Our kids, 2 of our 3 kids, live here, raising their kids here. We've been here since 1996, so that's 26 years now. And it's shocking to read that when it comes to knowledge of social studies, basic comprehension of American history, Washington State is not anywhere near the head of the pack. Maybe you can say the dog pack, husky pack, whatever. Liv Finna is director of the Center for Education at Washington Policy Center. So where does Washington State rank when it comes to basic comprehension of civics and social studies and history?
Washington State is ranked 30th in a survey of 50 states. Not good.
That's pathetic as for us, a state as prosperous as we are. Why?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons, but I took a deep dive to look at the social study standards that are being put out. This is kind of the outline that the state, the Office of Superintendent Public Instruction, develops and puts out for use as kind of an outline to help teachers in the schools teaching social studies and civics. And I looked at these standards, and I was dismayed to see how vague and how process oriented and how lacking in substance and in actual content they are. And so it's no wonder that the outline that is being relied upon by the districts across the state, by teachers across the state, is empty. You'd have to do your own research to find, to be able to to get actual facts and dates and across to your students. You'd have to do your own independent research because the social studies standards are so weak in our state.
And what I understand is, of course, when people become naturalized citizens, when they immigrate to the country legally and they want to go for citizenship, and then after 5 years, they take an exam. And apparently these materials, and what you can find out about it so far, for Washington State, wouldn't even prepare somebody to pass a citizenship test. Is that right?
That's what I've heard. I haven't read the citizenship test myself, so I cannot say that for sure. But
well, you have to know what the three branches of government are. You have to know what a veto is. You have to know how to amend the Constitution. And that's the kind of basic stuff our kids are not getting.
Yeah. Yes, I am dismayed to see how poorly educated our students are, because of course, it's the foundation of this democracy, the foundation of our free market economy. It's the foundation of their prosperity and their lives. If we don't understand what a blessing it is to live in a democracy, if we're not taught that in school, we're not going to have people willing to put their lives on the line to fight to defend this country from invasion. We're not going to have people working hard to teach our, you know, students to be proud and happy about our futures and to work hard at their studies so they can learn and develop and progress. So it's very important to teach children that our nation was founded on inspiring principles: equality before all, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These were all things we were taught as children,
and not being taught today. Rule of law, of course. And speaking of rule of law, you're putting forward Initiative 1495, which is an initiative to the legislature. And my understanding is if the legislature doesn't pass it and doesn't agree to it, then it goes on the ballot next year in 2023. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. An initiative to the legislature does that. The legislature can put a competing initiative with it, but they must put this initiative on the ballot.
Okay, so what does the initiative do?
Well, this initiative would require school districts to post on their websites the curriculum materials that they're using to teach students. And the goal of this was to reveal to the public some of the harmful materials, I believe, that is now being put in front of our students through critical race theory, indoctrination, and the like. I think that was the purpose. But the premise of the initiative is that the public is entitled to know what children are learning in the schools, and it would require districts to put all their curriculum materials online for the public.
So I can't. What would the argument be against that?
I can't think of a very good argument because the public pays for the schools.
that's right. I mean, it's our kids. And again, no one's saying here that you're able to dictate what a teacher is going to teach, but you should be able to know what the teachers are teaching so that if nothing else, you can counteract it or at least make your opinion felt. Where do we stand right now on the initiative 1495?
See, I don't know. They have to collect about 400,000 signatures before the end of the year. I'm sorry, I don't know. There were 10 other initiatives that go along with that. There was a package of them, and I really can't tell you.
Well, again, in terms of I'm eager to sign. If we're talking about an initiative that simply asks the school districts to put materials on the web so people can find out, the initiative, as Washington Policy Center points out, and people can read this material for yourselves at michaelmedved.com. Click on the big green banner for Washington Policy Center. It's a response to recent laws that were passed by the legislature that require critical race theory training sessions in all K-12 public schools public universities and medical schools. This is for faculty, right?
Yes, and this ideology goes right at the heart of what our identity is as a nation, because it's teaching children that our society is systemically racist, which is a falsehood. It's not the systemically racist. You can't point to a law that requires a government official to make decisions based on race. We've eliminated those laws. Remember back in the 1960s, that was like a key cry for all the civil rights supporters. We do not have systemic racism. There may be racism that individuals hold. Yes, of course, you're never going to get rid of that entirely. But for the students to be taught that our society is systemically racist, and that if you're white, you're part of the oppressor class, and if you're not white, you're being oppressed, this is harmful. This is harmful to our whole identity as a society. And I hope it gets overturned. I mean, I did notice that many school board races across the country in this last election went conservative, because now there's a group called Moms for Liberty that is advocating and working hard to elect people to the school boards across this country that object to this racist ideology being taught to our students. So,
well, again, I think for many, many people, there's no objection at all. The truth is there are elements of racism in America's past. America was a racist country in 1900, certainly in 1800 when slavery still existed. But we have made heroic efforts and led the world, really, in the heroic efforts to strike down racism and to battle racism and to provide the ideals of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, which transcend some of that racist background. It's the refusal to recognize change that makes people blind to history and social studies and citizenship. Washington Policy Center, important work. Check it out. Go to our website. Click on the banner for WPC. We will be right back. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, another Michael, Mike Pence, is making the rounds promoting his new book, So Help Me God. He will be joining us on Monday again. He was on a town hall on CNN, and he actually spoke to some of the election deniers who remain in Congress, and some of the candidates who ran on a platform of election denial, of somehow overturning the election verdict that the people made in 2020. And here's what Mike Pence had to say, clip 12.
Our candidates that were focused on the future, that were focused on the challenges facing American families today, whether it be inflation or crime or crisis at the border or high gas prices, those candidates focused on the future did very well. By contrast, I think you could argue that candidates that were focused on the past, that were focused on relitigating the past, did not fare as well. And I expect that's going to be taken to heart by Republicans in the Congress of the United States and across the country. I mean, the truth is that candidates have every right to challenge the outcome of elections in the courts of this country and in legal processes established in the Congress of the United States. But I think there's been far too much questioning of elections.
Okay. Which is clearly the case. And at the same time, Pence tried to give some explanation. I don't think, frankly, it's a fully satisfactory explanation of why he will not testify before the January 6th committee, which is a disappointment because he was central to some of the decision-making process and central to being there, exposed to danger as it happened. Here is what he had to say about the January 6th committee and his non-participation. This is clip 15.
Partisan nature of the committee troubled me, but that being said, I never stood in the way of my senior staff cooperating and even testifying before the committee. But as I said today, the January 6th committee, Congress has no right to my testimony. because under the Constitution of the United States, as vice president, we had two co-equal branches of government. The Congress doesn't report to the White House. The White House doesn't report to the Congress. And I truly do believe in defense of the separation of powers and to avoid what would be a terrible precedent. The very notion of a committee on Congress in Congress summoning a vice president to speak about deliberations that took place at the White House, I think, would violate that separation of powers. And I think it would erode the dynamic of the office of president and vice president for many years to come.
Certainly understand that argument.
Okay, the principled objection, I think it's certainly arguable, because there have been many examples of executive branch officers speaking before Congress. And the idea of having a separate branch of government doesn't mean that they don't interact. And if there is a question, and that's why, of course, I think Vice President Pence did the right thing to allow his senior staff to play such an important role in the January 6th hearings, it's a very questionable where they are going to go with the January 6th committee. Because it's a select committee, and certainly Kevin McCarthy has given every indication that he will disband it after the Republicans actually take power in the House of Representatives on January 3rd. But will the committee be able to complete its report that it is preparing by that time? The indication appears to be yes, but we will see. There is also this on President Trump's announcement. Larry Kudlow, who was an advisor to President Trump. He was in the administration for a while. Before that in the campaign, he was one of the people who helped to devise Trumponomics, which had a very successful run. He said this in responding to President Trump's announcement of candidacy on Tuesday night. This is Larry Kudlow.
Here's what wasn't in the speech. No trash talk. No grievances, no 2020 election denial. It was a temperate speech. It was a well-considered speech. And in that sense, we saw a new Donald Trump, hopefully discarding some of the baggage and returning back to the successful campaign of 2016, which laid out a clear America First agenda that he implemented in his four-year term. Perhaps most of all, the speech was chock full of optimism, and you know I love optimism. He talked about a national greatness agenda. Let me quote this. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America glorious again. And we will make America strong again. Anyway, I will just say good stuff, Mr. President. Please keep it up.
Okay, it's one of the things we noted as well is that the stolen election narrative that had been such an important part of President Trump's recent rallies, basically everything he said since the election, that was notably absent. And that was the best thing about the talk. But what's interesting about Larry Kudlow is he's treating this thing, we'll make America prosperous again, we'll make America proud again. This is like Kabuki theater. He's been doing this at all of his rallies since the middle of his presidency. And I even know from having watched so many of these rallies, the hand gestures he has. When he says, we'll make America proud again, he puts his hand over his heart. When he says, make America strong again, he makes a fist. And he has used that, and used that, by the way, in the fundraising letter that I received that he sent out right after the announcement of candidacy. There was a, there's a piece by George Will about the Trump era. And George Will is no fan of the president, but he puts a very interesting perspective, as he always does. I mean, America's veteran conservative columnist. He points out, running for president in 1968, Alabama Governor George Wallace thought he spotted a problem. "We got too much dignity in government," he said. 13 presidential elections later, voters solved that problem. Now they can make amends by closing the Donald Trump parentheses in U.S. history. Among Republican nominating electorate, Trump has a floor of forever Trumpers, but the floor is sagging. If his bitter enders were the questioning sort, they would ask, what states that he previously carried might he lose in 2024? And what states that he previously lost might he conceivably carry in 2024? His 2016 victory was sealed by wafer-thin margins, a combined 77,744 votes out of 13,940,000 cast in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Those are the three crucial states. All three, just now in this election, elected Democratic governors. Two, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan and Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, by landslides over notably supine Trump grovelers who were out of their depths and perhaps their minds. Trump's marathon post-2020 tantrum was ignited when he was declared the loser in Arizona, which has just elected a Democratic senator and governor. Georgia, which Trump won by 211,000 votes out of 4,100,000 cast in 2016, and which he lost by 11,779 votes out of 5 million cast in 2020, just emphatically reelected Governor Brian Kemp and Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, both of whom Trump reviles because they acknowledged the arithmetic of his 2020 Georgia loss. When Mahatma Gandhi was asked what he thought about Western civilization, he supposedly said he thought that would be a good idea. The same can be said of Republican establishment. It, elected officials, donors, influencers, should act as an establishment, working to impede a proliferation of candidates who would allow the stolen election rump of the party to prevail. George Will, looking ahead, other more optimistic views for the Trump campaign, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.